It's a big mess.
I call this meeting to order for the Committee on Civic Engagement on Wednesday, February 27th at 4:46 p.m. in the President's Conference Room of the Joe Crowley Student Union. Moving to agenda item 2, roll call.
Senator Amaya.
Present.
Senator Clements.
Present.
Senator Lemus.
Present.
Senator McKinney.
Present.
Senator Rogers.
Present.
Senator Westerman.
Present.
Senator Yagayan.
Present.
A quorum is present.
Thank you. Okay, moving to agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Okay, seeing none. Moving to agenda item 4. No, sorry. 5, new business. No. What? Why are these numbers off? Okay, moving to a presentation on Director of Sustainability, Sarah Jiggly, on Earth Week.
Hello, everybody. So Vanessa invited me to come talk to you all about Earth Week. I want to gauge your time and interest right now. Do you want me to go through the entire week, or do you just want me to go through where the Committee on Civic Engagement might be present?
Senator McKinney?
Are you going through the entire week at Senate?
I can. Yeah, that's probably a good idea. I'll do that.
So I'd rather just hear the
city. Okay, great. Yeah, cool. Well, I don't know if you guys want to vote on that, but I think that sounds like a great proposition. So I'm just going to go ahead and talk about where civic engagement might be able to come together with this. This came up in conversation when Vanessa and I were chatting, basically because on Saturday, April 27th, I'm planning a volunteer day. So all volunteering items that relate to sustainability or the environment. I just wanted to come have a conversation with you all about that. So far, what I have planned is trying to hit 3 different organizations and send volunteers to all 3 of those organizations. I've already talked with shuttle services, and I have for sure 3 vans available for my use on that day. So I'll be using that to provide at least 8 volunteers to each of the organizations, and allowing students who maybe don't have the ability to drive to get to some of those locations. Of course, I want more than 8 people at each destination, but I assume that some people will be able to drive themselves and carpool, things like that. So far, I really only have 2 volunteer groups identified. One is the Sugar Pine Foundation. So they do a lot of reseeding in the Sierra Nevada. Specifically, they're reseeding sugar pine, like pine trees, basically. And I have confirmed with them that we'll be sending volunteers to their spot, which is in Truckee, California. So that's one of the options. It's exactly what it sounds like. They give you a little shovel, and they give you some other things, and you just plant like tiny little saplings in the forest. It's super fun. And then the other thing that I have scheduled is the 27th is actually KTMB's annual river cleanup, which is awesome. That was totally unplanned, and it lines up great. There's a couple options there with that, because UNR is like very close to many of the stations where KTMB does their cleanups. We might be able to get a UNR-specific site that we can just flood with UNR volunteers, or we might want to spread UNR volunteers out amongst the different sites. I'm in contact with KTMB right now, asking them which they would prefer, because one might be better, one option might be better. Also, along the same lines of KTMB, it's pretty much the same volunteer outreach, so I'm not totally separating it out as 2 separate events, but it's technically a pivot on that topic. There will be, in partnership with Nevada Recycles and the Nevada Department of Environmental Protection, a brand audit taking place on the KTMB cleanup day. So what that looks like is they have a smaller group of volunteers, maybe about 30 people or so, with iPads that pair up with someone who's picking up trash. And every item of trash that they pick up, they identify what the brand is, what kind of trash it is. And it's a really great tool to try to kind of push corporations to have a little bit more of responsibility with the items that they create. So that's cool. That's a totally separate thing, because it requires coordinating with NDEP. But I did talk to the coordinator for NB Recycles, and she put that out there as possibility. So yeah, those are the two options that I have. And then I'm still searching for a third. We haven't confirmed anything yet, but I have takes.
Senator McKinney.
So this is for April 27th?
Yes, April 27th. It's a Saturday.
Okay, awesome.
So
sorry,
go ahead.
I was just thinking, so we're not technically in office at that point, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like that's like a month after we end office. So I think we could like help like the new senators and everything like that. But I would still volunteer. But as a committee on civic engagement,
mm-hmm.
us senators as a whole won't be here anymore. It'll be new senators. So I think we could help you transition them helping. But as for like our term, I think we're out of office for like 3 weeks, 4 weeks at that point.
Yeah. Okay, totally. I had forgotten about that. I would definitely appreciate help with the transition, because I think that's just a good way in general to get the incoming class of senators kind of excited about some sustainability things, kicking the ball forward a little bit. Yeah, thank you.
Awesome.
Any other questions for Director Jingling? Okay, thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, totally.
I appreciate it.
And you'll hear about the rest of
it. Okay. Now moving to agenda item 6, your business. We'll go straight into B, the discussion on National Eating Disorder Awareness Week. So that's happening currently, and there's a ton of events happening. So I was just gonna send out a flyer and encourage you guys to go to those. I'll probably post it in the group me. Do you guys have any questions on that? Okay. Moving to agenda item 6C. We're going back to the discussion on Wolfpack Reading Week. So I talked to Senator Collins, and she emailed me like what Senator Feil had going on. And I also have met with Amy. And basically, like, there's not really anything in place still. So I kind of just wanted to brainstorm some ideas. I don't really think it's realistic for us to volunteer in the classroom just because of, like, our schedules. So what I had thought of was like doing a little pen pal letter with like a classroom between our committee, but I wanted to hear if you guys had any other ideas. Senator Clemens?
So does Wolfpack Reading Week have to be like connected with an elementary school, or can it be any youth? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, could we do Boys and Girls Club? Because they're, we can't.
I am not sure. I thought it could be any youth group. But I'm not sure. Yes, Senator Rogers.
I thought it was typically geared towards schools with higher need to get it towards.
Yeah. Senator Clemens.
Okay, well, kids that go to Boys and Girls Club usually like go there for after school things, or because they can't get watched, and like mm-hmm. honestly, it's usually like low income kids coming from low income families. So I feel like they would really benefit from it as well. If we could do that, if we don't get something, I don't know. You know, just an idea.
Maybe like a book drive for the Boys and Girls Club or something like that. I like the pen pal idea, though, too.
I remember when I met with Amy, she said they worked with different schools and like age ranges, but for the most part it has been schools. So I could talk to her about the Boys and Girls Club. She also brought in, or she mentioned starting with a little library, but that would take like more than just what we have left of the session, but we could always like start writing legislation on that. Are you guys familiar with Little Library? No. It's basically like a little book exchange program. So I've been like by Mayberry Park, and it looks like a little birdhouse thing, and it's like you take a book but you put another one in there, and it's just like to help kids have more access to books. That's like what it is. But I'm like still leaning more towards the pen pal, but the Boys and Girls Club would be a good question to ask. Do you guys have any other? Yes, Senator Yugen?
Can you talk about some of the goals for Wolfpack Reading Week? Because I feel like the point of it is to encourage kids to read. So like, would like the pen pal thing kind of include like, hey, like what kind of books are you reading? You know, oh, check out this book kind of thing. Like how would that kind of reach that goal of Wolfpack Reading Week?
So the goal is really to improve literacy, but like the impact I saw with pen pals is like it gives students a connection to someone in higher ed, and it's also like helping them practice like writing skills and just in general like making a connection to somebody who is in college, so they can ask you questions like how is college, or you can ask them like what are you planning to be when you grow up. Mm-hmm. Most of them probably don't even understand what a major is. So that's like what the outcome would be.
Yeah.
Senator Rogers?
Even just if we did pen pals, it could really just give a kid a good connection, like a positive role model, somebody to talk to if they don't have anybody at home. Like you said, the Boys and Girls Club, they don't have people to watch them, and sometimes they don't have like actual role models or like positive family relationships, so that can be good to build all of those.
Any other ideas, comments? Senator, you again?
I think the pen pal thing is a good idea because I feel like that doesn't require a lot of time commitment. Like you can just sit and kind of write the letter and then send it off. It's not really like a, you know, we have to go somewhere and figure, like, coordinate times and schedules and all that. So I feel like that'd be a good option for us, especially since we don't have a lot of time left to plan a huge thing. So I like it.
Yeah, I was thinking of opening it up to the rest of Senate to see if they would be willing to have a pen pal before I reach out to the classroom and get, like, kids. Because I don't want a bunch of kids, 30, and then we only have, like, 5 people writing letters and not everyone. Senator Clemens?
I mean, it came down to it, like, I'm down to write more than one letter.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank
you. All right. Okay. So, moving to agenda item 7, public comment. Is there any public comment this time? No? Okay. So, moving to agenda item 8, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 4:57 p.m.